This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think the main thing, you know, our philosophy is defend every blade of grass. So, you know, once we get down there, everything gets a little tighter. Run fits get a little tighter. The spacing in the back end for the pass game gets tighter. And then obviously Bobby's done a great job of, you know, really studying that stuff and putting us in the best position. So, you know, when we're out there, we're in position to make plays. And I feel like, you know, in most of the situations that have come up so far down there in the red zone, guys have stepped up and, you know, really just made plays.
Terrell Bernard, we'll see about his status as we get closer to Sunday afternoon, the annual visit from the Miami Dolphins. Temperatures may be in the 50s for this game, nothing like right now, but definitely could be worse. 78 I had today on my computer here.
Yeah, I saw Patrick Hammer say that it got to 78 eventually here.
The Bills had that amazing NFL record streak of games where they either won or lost by six or less, or was it seven or less?
Six is the number I have stuck in my head, 6 points or less.
They lost the game to the Steelers in the opener by seven, but that would have been before
that Colts game? Yeah, that was that same season.
21 season?
Yeah, I think that's right. I can look, hang on.
Well, I went through and counted, all right, so the Baltimore game happened. But games have happened since, and there were plenty of games before the one loss that stood out against Indianapolis, what, 3 years ago, or 2022?
That was the 21 season.
21.
Yeah, and they were both in that same year, the Pittsburgh game and that Indy game.
So I changed it to 7 points because of the Steeler game. And by my count, if you go back the rest of 21, they don't lose another game that year by seven or more, or by more than seven. The Steeler game in week one is the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the previous season, 2020, that's COVID, that's the win streak to end the season. The loss in Arizona predates that, but that was on a Hail Mary. Then there were games before that. All the way back to the home loss against Kansas City by nine that year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the game after that to right now. And by my count, that's 68 games, and the Bills have lost two of them by more than seven. Colts and Ravens, regular season. It's not as fun as a streak, like a perfect streak like that was before the Baltimore loss,
right.
Zero.
Right.
But it is it's 66-2 for this. You know, it's two losses by more than seven in 68 games, which is 4.25 seasons. Or just less now because they changed the math.
Seems pretty good.
It's amazing.
Seems pretty good. Yep.
This team just almost never, even the Baltimore game, we kind of all thought the Bills were coming back, right? I mean, they were down. Then you have the Allen fumble and Baltimore gets back at it. But the Ravens have been shaky with leads.
Yep, they have. Sure.
Didn't happen.
It didn't happen. And I remember talking with Eric Wood about it after the game, and I thought he made the right point, because I know how I felt too. Like, you're watching the game, and it was so crooked right away. I mean, 87 yards first play, just like, oh man, this isn't going to be a long day. But they get the big play to Shakir, and Johnson scores running around the end, and then they get the ball back, And it's like, oh, you know, we're cooking here. But they really weren't cooking. It was like a busted play to Shakir, and then they, you know, walked in for the touchdown. I mean, they got their point. They earned that, but it wasn't like they'd put something together or figured something out. They just, you know, Allen made a Superman-type play, and then they scored. And then they got the ball back, and a few plays later, they called that, you know, that disaster trick play. So I don't know how really, like, competitive they were about to be in that game. It maybe was fluky that they were in it at all, even. I think you could argue that side just as much as, oh, well, if they don't call that trick play and they just keep marching and score, well, of course. But you got to march and score. Like, a part of the reason you call the trick play is because nothing else is working, right? Our normal stuff is getting us beat so far, so maybe we can mix this in and this little desperation time. So anyway, whatever. I'm splitting hairs and talking about a game from 6 weeks ago.
No, it's really a moot point, right? Because it's 68 games. We could find a handful of them where if this had happened, you know,
right.
Maybe the Bills would have lost by 7 that day or by 8, whatever. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But it's still twice in 68 games.
Which is incredible.
Which is incredible. Like, I would think that might be a record too. Although they don't probably have a chapter for two or fewer losses by 7 or more than seven. I have to get it right. The Steeler loss that is within that in the opener that year was by 7 points. But I mean, what's the difference though? Mike is next. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey guys, happy Halloween. It's been a while.
All right. Hey, good to hear from you.
I've been a very critical of Joe Brady for the last beginning of this season, end of last season. But I really think that he has turned the game around, his thinking around, from going from 19 rushes on 24 plays against Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Something clicked, I think, at halftime of that Titans game, because we're down 10-7. We're running the ball on first down consistently more than passing. Josh is consistently stuck in second and long situations, game in, game out. And he changed up the offense halftime of that game, and I was so impressed. And it continued on to this last game. And I just hope it continues. He had become so predictable for a stretch during the Baltimore-Houston Jets-Titans first half, and then everything changed. It seems at halftime of the Titans game, Josh throwing the ball more on first down, moving the ball, that made the runs more effective when they went on first down because the other team didn't know that they were running on first down like they had all the time. And I'm just very impressed by how he's grown the last few weeks.
Okay. Well, I can certainly see that. I sort of feel the way I did after Jacksonville, which is, like, the Jacksonville game was, they threw it like crazy, and that was a big departure. And it wasn't enough of a sample to know that they were different. What is different now is that Amari Cooper is on the team. And whether that's the reason for this or whether this is the reason for that, either way, like, it's a different-looking receiver roster with him on it, of course. But, I'm not, you know, Seattle down guys, Tennessee, just injuries in the secondary. I think just every game is different. And I do hope it continues, this trend. I guess against the Dolphins, I was seeing Mina Kimes on this. The only way to move the ball this year through the air against Miami is down the field.
Over the top.
So are the Bills prepared to go into this game and do that? I think heart of hearts, it's still a team, probably a coordinator, a head coach that want to run the ball first and feel that if they can do that, they'll win. But you're right. I mean, they've adjusted, and that's what you need
right.
to see.
And if nothing else, I don't think we're going to turn back into a team that's throwing it, you know, 60% of the time. And even the neutral game situation, game script type stuff might not ever get back to where it was. And I don't know that the whole league is back to where it was in 20 and 21, just because it always ebbs and flows. But what the last couple of weeks have given to me anyway, I would say, is that they should have faith that when they want to / need to, they've got a passing game that they can count on, and they should trust Allen. Sure, he's had plays that could have been turnovers that weren't. Okay, so there's some luck in that, and maybe you'll get dinged a few more times here along the way. Okay, you've always managed to survive that anyway, so I don't want to be scared of that. I mostly just think when the matchup dictates it, I feel like they have got answers now, and I think Cooper is a big part of that. I think Coleman's development, how much they appear to trust him. No receiver on the team played more in the Seattle game than Keon Coleman did. Even Mac Hollins and all his blocking prowess did not outsnap Keon Coleman. I'm being a little cute here. He didn't outsnap hardly anyone in the game, actually. But I just think they've got more. With Cooper here now, they've got more that they can really count on and trust. And, of course, that includes Shakir, too. I just feel like they've got answers now. When they need them / want them.
Is this a game where they're going to need to score? What is the total?
I mean, I don't know. I've thought that already 5 or 6 times during the season. Like, oh, they're going to get dragged into this game where, I don't know. I mean, they could hold Miami to 13 points. And I would not. I'd be impressed, but I would definitely not be surprised. They have shown an ability to do that. You know, the dam could break at any second here, and Miami could put up 30 easily. They are explosive. They've got the most speed all around the skills in the league. So that's a team that can get after you, but the Bills have had the antidote to that. I mean, they just have. Even in games that the Bills aren't maybe dominating, it's like even garbage time stuff doesn't really happen for Miami in some of these games.
Last year, week 4.
They just get destroyed.
6-49, so 27.5 to 21.5. It's a healthy Bills number. Miami last in the league in points, but doesn't really tell you what you need to know, because when they lost to I remember the stat I found, how last year they famously scored 70 points in one game, and this year they had 70 points total through 6. So he's back, and really I think you can throw that out. We'll have, Mike's Fresh Picks coming up. Sal Capaccio at 5. One spread pick, you know, game pick. One prop bet idea for this week, and then a fantasy play as well. At least that's what I want it to be. I've got a little time to tweak it. Stay tuned for that. Sal Capaccio 2, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com / carrier freedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!